Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Rampage beat SmackDown in a key demographic, plus Karrion Kross getting another makeover, and an unbelievable guest will be at NXT Halloween Havoc. For Tuesday, October the 19th, 2021, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
A win is a win, but CM Punk just barely defeated Matt Sydal.
Oh, absolutely, Excalibur. That was not easy.
And now, Sasha Banks, backstabber, cover, hook of the leg, and Belair with the assist. Banks with the win. Here is your winner, Sasha Banks.
Wow. The ratings are in from Friday night. For 30 minutes, we had AEW Rampage versus WWE SmackDown. Pro Wrestling Torch sharing the latest figures from Friday night. SmackDown wins overall. That goes without saying. SmackDown had overall more viewers than AEW Rampage. Still a good number for SmackDown, considering they'd moved to FS1 as opposed to Fox. It was still a strong number for SmackDown up against AEW Rampage. However, interestingly, in that 30 minutes between where SmackDown and Rampage went head-to-head, while SmackDown won the overall figures, in the key 18 to 49 demographic, which is coveted by advertisers and sponsors, and you hear a lot of people talk about the demo in AEW and WWE. In that 18 to 49 demographic, AEW Rampage actually won. 328,000 viewers in the 18 to 49 bracket to SmackDown's 285,000. That was Rampage featuring CM Punk and Matt Sydal, and SmackDown that featured Becky Lynch and Sasha Banks, and the contract signing for Brock Lesnar versus Roman Reigns at Crown Jewel. So that's some really exciting figures for AEW to dine out on. Whilst they didn't win the entire night, I think a lot of people seem to see it as Rampage won, and I'm keen just to put out there that SmackDown still wins in overall viewers. SmackDown still pulling in a really impressive number considering it moved to FS1 as opposed to its normal home of Fox, but still some really strong numbers. It means lots of eyes are watching wrestling. And I think that's the massive takeaway from this. A great number for an AEW B show going up against a WWE A show, and lots of eyes on wrestling. It's an exciting time. It really, really is. Good result for Rampage. There was no way they were going to win overall viewers, but that's a nice win in that key demographic going forward. WWE still holding the older audience's imagination by the looks of things. They're going to compete again this Friday as Talking Smack is going to air at 10 p.m. Eastern on FS1. SmackDown will also air on FS1 that night as Fox is airing Game 3 of the Major League Baseball World Series. Then a SmackDown replay will air at 11 p.m. Eastern. That's a five-hour block of WWE on FS1, an hour of which will go up against AEW Rampage. Slightly less stakes in this particular ratings war, but still good to do all the same. Overall, good result for both sides. I think SmackDown managing to hold a strong audience on a different network, on a same night but a different network, and also for Rampage, a B show to do that number against a WWE A show, I think that's positive.
Are
Karrion Kross's Raw debut was an interesting one, and he seems to kind of bumble along as this sort of gladiator of misery. WrestleVotes give us the following today. Sources state WWE is shifting Karrion Kross's character once again. Plan is for him to be more of a psycho, yet still calm and cool. As of now, the helmet stays. But for whatever reason, still no Scarlett. Presentation of entrance, including theme music, is set to change as well. I think Karrion Kross fits that sort of calm, collected American psycho-esque character so well. I'd love to see him become that a little bit more. Andrew Zarian from the Matt Men podcast say that a special Raw event is planned for next year and Retro Raw is set to make a return in January. They like a good throwback to WWE. And you know what? They get the mood right with the throwback episodes, with the classic episodes on Monday Night Raw, as opposed to SmackDown, where it's a bit of a hodgepodge. Raw, they seem to really lean into sort of the old presentation styles, get a couple of legends involved as well. They're always good fun, are the Retro Raws. Hey, if you love watching old episodes of Raw, why don't you watch them with us here at Cultaholic? A brand new episode of the Cultaholic Classic Raw Review is waiting for you on the podcast feed right now. We're getting ready for In Your House 4. And the build to that includes a lot of shenanigans featuring Shawn Michaels, Diesel, the British Bulldog, The Undertaker, and loads of other stuff as well. You can watch an episode of Raw with us on the Cultaholic podcast feed right now. Staying on Monday night, Jeff Hardy was talking to Ryan Satin on Out of Character, and he has said he is very intrigued in a heel turn before he hangs it up. He says, it does interest me turning heel, but I don't think I can. When I did the Antichrist thing, it's really hard to make people hate me. And I think that would be kind of done in a different way, but it would be definitely something I've never really dove into before. It's super weird. I know I'm not as fast as I used to be, especially since I broke my leg in 2015. I'm doing my job and it's my time to give back, but almost like a darker side of Jeff Hardy, I think needs to come out, and I haven't figured it out yet. I have some crazy ideas. We've seen some of Jeff Hardy's crazy ideas in the past. He's not wrong. He says, I wrote down a few of them. It's my time to focus more on the character stuff instead of the high-flying moves and the TLC matches and all of that stuff, because I think there's something that's waiting to be unleashed within me. A possible heel turn for Jeff Hardy on the cards. I'm intrigued.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com. Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out UnitedHealthcare insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
What? Oh, come on. Can't a serial killer possessed doll watch a little bit of Raw without having to deal with commercials every 2 seconds?
How about we keep the carnage going?
I'll pull up some of my favorites.
Slam him!
Are you not entertained?
Oh, I'm entertained, and I love your Hannibal mask.
Our fun is just getting started.
I'd like to get in the ring with her.
Courtesy of Mason.
And good night. Nice one.
Still the best!
Nice. I would have used sulfuric acid, but that's just me.
Eyes of Charlotte Flair!
Now, this is an ad I'd actually watch.
Finally, an unbelievable special guest will be part of NXT Halloween Havoc. You saw an advert there featuring Chucky from Child's Play ahead of a revival of Child's Play via Sci-Fi. It was revealed that Chucky, the doll from the show, is going to be appearing at NXT Halloween Havoc next week. This is the second time that Chucky has appeared on WWE programming. We all remember that promo he did with Rick Steiner before Halloween Havoc 98, don't we?
Come me out here!
What?
Hey,
wait a
cue ball. Who what? You calling a dummy? Wait a You're standing there with the genetic throwback who barks at the moon. I'm doing love scenes with Jennifer Tilly, and you're calling me a dummy?
Say it again.
Yeah?
We call you.
You're a dummy.
Hey, what's the matter? For a guy who never shuts up, you sure don't have much to say, Mean Gene.
Well, just a second here, Chucky.
Shut the hell up.
Don't let him talk to you like that.
I didn't come here to talk to you anyway. I came here to talk to that idiot standing next to you.
Hey! Bring your raggedy rear end down here! You got something to say to me!
Wouldn't you, Ricky? You've been playing with dolls all your life. At least that's what your mother tells me.
Oh, please.
But I'm not your type. You need a kinder, gentler, dumber doll. Me? I'd show you what it's like to get your head twisted off, your arms and legs bent and broken. And when I'm done with you, I'd let the dogs chew on you like some old shoe. How would you like that, Ricky?
You got something to say? Say it. If you ain't got nothing to say, get the heck out of here.
I'm here to tell everyone that if they want to see a real pro at work, they should go and see my new movie, Bride of Chucky.
Please.
Opening October 16th. And I want to give you some advice, Ricky. Don't mess with Scott. You see, what I really want to do is direct. And Scott's the lead in my next project. So if you mess with Scott, you're messing with me and my Academy Award. And Chucky's gonna get more than lucky, Ricky. Chucky's gonna get even.
Well, that's insanity. That's lunacy.
That's the one. We never got Chucky versus Rick Steiner, which I'm absolutely devastated about. Goodness knows what Chucky will get up to when he's part of NXT Halloween Havoc next Tuesday. On the podcast feed today, it is the Cultaholic Classic Nitro review. We just talked a little bit about Nitro just then, and we're going to talk a little bit more on the podcast feed later, as Sam Driver and I have begun our journey to watch every single episode of Monday Nitro from the very beginning until the bitter end, or one of ours, we will find out. Tomorrow on the podcast feed, a brand new episode of Desert Island Grapped. Last night, I was in conversation with former Impact Wrestling star AC Romero. He asked for his release from the company just the other week and has been granted it. So we talk a little bit about his departure from Impact Wrestling, among many other things, how he came literally within inches of the door of NXT and how he'd never seen an owl until this week. We talk about a bunch of other stuff. It's on the podcast feed, a brand new Desert Island Grapes featuring AC Romero from tomorrow. On the Cultaholic YouTube channel, check out the 10 greatest train wreck WWE segments ever. There is nothing finer than when a segment on the wrestling goes a bit off the rails, and we count down 10 of our favorites at youtube.com/ Cultaholic and at twitch.tv/ Cultaholic. Thank you, by the way, for joining me yesterday, as I didn't stop streaming until I built a house of cards. We built a house of cards. Thank you for joining me. We'll do some silly stuff next week. But today it is Adam Pacitti's turn. See you next Tuesday. Kicks off at 6 p.m. British summertime on our Twitch channel. It's Adam watching classic British telly, doing all sorts of other stuff as well. Twitch.tv/ Cultaholic. Spend the evening with Adam Pacitti from 6BST. And I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.